From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The Texas Water Development Board meets tomorrow in Austin. The board has been tasked with figuring out how to invest the $2 billion allocated to it in the SWIFT fund that was authorized by Proposition 6. SWIFT stands for State Water Implementation Fund for Texas. Board President Carlos Rubenstein explains where the organization is in the process.
So immediately upon passage of Proposition 6, we completed our work with the 16 regional water planning groups, the heads of those groups.
Okay, before we hear any more of what Rubenstein has to say, we need to know what he's talking about when he refers to the 16 planning groups. The Water Development Board has what you might call a federalist organizational structure. It divides the state of Texas into 16 regions. Those 16 regions each come up with their own water plan. The 16 regional plans are then received by the state board and crafted into the state water plan. Any project that's in the state plan gets authorized. Any project that's not in the state plan doesn't happen. The idea is to have the water board's actions be democratically controlled rather than granting discretionary executive powers to the board's top officials. So that's the setup. Now, back to Rubenstein.
We completed our work with the 16 regional water planning groups, the heads of those groups, in finalizing the uniform set of standards that all of the regional planning groups are going to use to prioritize their own projects. That was required to be completed by December 1st, and it was done timely.
Here's what Rubenstein's referring to with the groups and criteria for prioritizing projects. Each regional planning group will present desired projects to the state board in the form of a list. It's like a wish list, with the projects listed in order of importance from first to last. So the order in which projects are listed by the regions is critical to whether they make it into the state plan. To give the process some accountability, the regions are required to use measurable criteria for making the list. It's a bureaucratic hurdle to jump through, but again, the idea is to ensure fairness by making the boards rank the projects according to a system instead of arbitrarily. So, Rubenstein says that the criteria have been set and everyone's ready for what's next.
The next set of business now is actually twofold. Each of the 16 regional planning groups have between now and June to prioritize their own water management strategies and projects that they want us to consider under the SWIFT. While that's going on at the Water Development Board, we're about the business of drafting the rule that will specify the process that we will follow to accept applications, how we're going to prioritize those projects, how we're going to be dealing with the fund. That rule by statute has to be completed by March of next year. We want to be aggressive and complete that actually by December of this year.
So if you want to influence where all this money's going to go or not go, the way to do that is to be involved with your regional planning group. The next board meeting for the Northeast Texas Planning Group is in a week and a half. The board will meet in Mount Pleasant at the Civic Center on Wednesday, February 19th at 1 o'clock. You can find more information at our website, ketr.org. We'll preview that meeting next Monday, here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.